it's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada here with Gracie Abrams. So good to see you.
Hey, so
you just flew in last night.
Yes.
You're going to eat all of the Montreal food.
Going to eat everything in sight. Yes.
Yeah. Have you had poutine before?
Never in my life.
Okay.
I saw some at catering. As soon as the set's over, I'm going to beeline
right
for poutine.
I've been talking to a lot of artists this weekend. A lot of them have been raving about the food in the artist world. So.
Everyone that's ever been here before me, because this is my first time, everyone's like, catering is the most unbelievable.
There you go.
Of all time.
Amazing.
So, yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, that's so good. You were just at Lollapalooza.
Yeah, yesterday.
How was that?
It was the best, honestly. It was so much fun. The crowds in Chicago are so great, and it's been some of my favorite stops on tour this past year. So to kind of like have it all at that scale was so special, and to be outside, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah, that's obviously something that you're just like ticking the box. Lollapalooza, you got that.
What craziness.
Else? What else is on the like career bucket list?
Oh man, I mean, like literally everything. I can't imagine any of this stuff happening, and then it has, and I just like am pinching myself the whole time. Honestly, I've got some venues back home in LA that are bucket lists for sure, but we'll get there someday. Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Simba from The Lion King to thank for your career, pretty much. So
embarrassing.
The Lion King is kind of an inspiration into what got you into music, right?
One of my like early obsessions for sure in the like music world. I was just like would listen to the soundtrack in the car, you know, every day on the way to school in elementary school, and like tried to get my voice to be as similar to Simba's as possible. I was like, I must mimic the tone. These days, you know, less top of mind, but I'm glad that we brought it back.
Yeah,
it feels
definitely. We had
nostalgic for
sure. Yeah, for sure. Who else during that time, or maybe even a little bit older than that, influenced maybe your songwriting?
Oh, well, I mean, Joni Mitchell is kind of like my all-time idol. I think everything that she's ever done is so unbelievable and brave and so entirely her. And then obviously like Taylor Swift and Lorde, I remember seeing was kind of like the most formative live music experience when I was young that made me feel like there could be a version of performing that I wouldn't entirely like want to run away from fear. Like she seemed so confident and unbelievable, and she was so young too, so it was kind of like to have a reference point of someone who's within like, you know, 5 years of age. That was pretty rad.
Yeah, and just that representation too of like her doing it and succeeding
100%.
At it, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And you have a Taylor Swift connection with Aaron Dessner.
He's the best.
Yeah,
he's like,
and you've been working with him again recently.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He's kind of, I mean, we're doing so much together. We have so much music. It's funny how many songs we've got at this point, but yeah, he's the greatest.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about the fact that you can fire out a song with him in like a day. Is that typically the case?
Yeah, we normally do one or two a day just because we like, I don't know why, but it happens and it's the best, and we just have no interest in standing in our way at all, and we'll like go through a full week of getting one or two songs a day and completely forget about all the music that we made because it's just like we go so quick. But it's so much fun, and it's kind of like, it feels like the closest I've ever gotten in sessions to like what journaling feels like for me, which I do so kind of like psychotically all the time.
Yeah.
So to have a partner in that is really lucky.
Ballpark figure, how many songs do you think you have?
We've got like probably like 30.
Damn.
Together now.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
We'll get more. We want to like keep climbing.
Right. What kind of songwriter are you? Are you like, where are you psychotically writing? Is it notes in your phone? Is it
journaling? It's everywhere. I've got like scraps of paper in every bag that I, you know, every like tote bag is... If you like reach down, it just feels like there's receipts down there, but it's just like, you know, scraps of paper that I've scribbled on. And I keep my journal with me everywhere. It's in the green room right now. Like, take it all over the place. Yeah, I just write all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Just feels good. I just need it, you know,
yeah,
for my brain.
Yeah, for sure. That's such a great way. That's probably so therapeutic.
It is. It is. It really is. Yeah. It makes me feel insane often, but, you know, doing stuff like this makes me feel like a little bit less insane about it.
Right. Does putting together an album feel like so much more of a beast than an EP?
Yes. But in a great way. Like I'm having the best time, you know, ever right now making the project or the album, and it just feels really good. It feels so good. I love Aaron so much because it's, you really do, and I think you hear it in everything he's ever worked on, but like he's so good at facilitating these environments where you can completely create, you know, a world of its own, and to live inside that while we're making the album has been so good for my, you know, mental health even to get to a place of like feeling really grounded in what we're making. And it feels like separate and like kind of removed. And I think a lot of that is because Long Pond, you know, is kind of in the middle of nowhere. And that's really special to go to a place that feels like this like safe haven for writing. It's great.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah. That feels like it's almost like camp where you just like go away. Totally. And you're like, it's like a different world.
It's like camp, and his whole family's out there. So he has three kids that I, you know, play soccer with every day and like, you know, go on nature adventures. So it's a lot of fun.
That's so sweet. Yeah. Obviously we've talked about the fact that songwriting helps with like anxiety and dealing with mental health things. What are other ways that you find that help with coping with those types of things?
I writing is my number one.
Yeah.
I go to therapy and I love that. And it's such an important part of my life. And, during quarantine, when I felt really stuck in my writer's block, I started cooking and baking a lot because I just like needed something to do with my hands, but I found it really like shut my brain off. And also the joy of food is kind of like unmatched, like especially when you feel so strange and stuck and confused internally, to like make a meal and have, you know, your family sit around the table if you're lucky enough to like share it with them, like that just made me really happy. So I guess that was definitely therapeutic during COVID
times.
Speaking
of food, July 2nd, 2022, you tweeted, I love snacks.
Yeah. This has like weirdly haunted me.
Really?
Yes.
It's come up. Darn.
Yes. But I can talk about it if you want.
Yeah, I want to expand on that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, we're investigative journalists here, so what snacks are we talking about?
Oh, man. I mean, like literally any snacks. Touring it has been so much fun because of the snacks.
Do you have a rider?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have on the rider?
I have like this specific kind of granola that I'm obsessed with. We've got like apples and crunchy peanut butter and, you know, what else do we have on the rider? We've got Swedish fish.
Nice.
You know, just snacks.
All the
Gotta
snacks.
Have them.
Cause you love snacks.
Love snacks.
That's so good.
Thank you.
Okay. So on TikTok, a lot of the conversations are about nepotism babies, but it seems like when people talk about that online, you're always the exception. They're like, oh, nepotism babies, but my favorite one is Gracie Abrams. What do you feel about that title? How do you feel about that in general?
I mean, listen, like the familial connections are out of our control. Like I don't even feel any type of way. I think like the internet is a funny place for people to call anyone names.
Right.
And I feel like I've been lucky in that doesn't necessarily like get to me or anything, but I also completely understand where like anyone is coming from who would see like, oh, this person's mother or father is in some, you know, lane in the entertainment industry. I'm sure that it feels like there are unfair advantages, and it's inevitable, like it's undeniable that there is like a privilege in having even grown up around the knowledge of what the entertainment world looks like at all.
Yeah, but just because of who your parents are, that's not going to make you the incredible songwriter that you are.
I hope not, but I also do know that I definitely feel really lucky that I even grew up in a house where, like, I had, there was an adult in my life who was a grown-up telling stories all the time, and to know that that doesn't have to end when you're a kid, it was, you know, whether or not it was like on my mind when I was writing songs, because it definitely wasn't. But like, I think that having that in my childhood just solidified my love and appreciation for storytelling and narrative, and probably definitely influenced the fact that I did it all the time, even a little.
Yeah.
But it definitely kept them so far out of it, because I was, you know, songwriting for me and like it was always just a personal outlet to deal with my experiences without having to talk to anyone, especially my parents, for many years. Now I'm very lucky, like I'm super tight with them and I tell my mom, you know, everything. But when I was younger, at least, I was like, stay away.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Awesome. Gracie, thank you so much
thank
for taking
you.
The time.
Oh
so nice
God.
To chat.
Thank you. So nice to meet you. Thank you for everything.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.